Cindy Alderson, Zayks.
Nice draw and a field that I think looks within his scope for sure, and I'd give him a good chance as well.
Sounds like you got three good chances today. You're only allowed to give us one.
Zayks.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Zayks, first up at the mile, gets up. Claims the victory by a neck.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Famous performance by you.
Cindy was very good.
She's pretty confident.
Yeah, she was. She was. It was $3 when she said that, and it jumped $2.15 fixed at the tab.
Right.
So there was a lot of, I'm thinking that there might have been a lot of money put on that horse as a result of Cindy's confidence.
Well, I think there must have been.
So many people listen to this program that they, it just affects markets.
The spreadsheet is blossoming.
A couple of text messages before we get to the track manager at Cranbourne. I did ask Daniel to name at least three track and field because Sally Pearson's a fourth.
If you now, the fact that I couldn't think of Sally Pearson makes me very upset.
And there's another one here about the athletics question about involving Americans. People suggested that we've got to question the validity of some of the... It's like having eight... Bob Baffett trained 200 metre runners.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point.
Well, but that's Olympics full stop. But that's other conversation.
But we're dealing with rare air with Ellison. So that's rare sort of covers off those sort of things.
Yeah, exactly right. And Ben Spearings is the track manager at Cranbourne. And he's going to have a chat to us now at 5 to 7. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, lads. How are we?
We're going okay. Not as cold this morning as it has been the last few mornings, but there is some precipitation on the way.
Yeah. Well, they're saying a 40% chance of 1 to 5, but hopefully with the wind up today that we miss those little scattered showers.
All right, so how are we looking track-wise?
We've snuck into the soft six range, so we're in a soft six with a penetrometer of 5.71.
Yep.
We've had the 11 mil of rain for the week, but most of that fell on Friday. We've been pretty clear since Friday, so that's where we're at, rail through.
Excellent. Are you happy with what you've got?
We've come out of that pretty busy night schedule, so we had about eight meetings in a row, so there's still sort of minor wear over the whole track. The track's a bit slow to recover at this time of year, but that's come up quite well.
Terrific, Ben. Thanks for your time.
See you, boys.
5.71, soft six, rail true.
Soft six, rail true. Right, let's find out if we can get you another winner to continue the momentum here on The Breakfast Club. Gavin Bedgood's got a couple for us today. G'day, Gav.
How are we going, guys?
We're going all right, buddy. Nice to have you with us. You've got three for us today at Cranbourne. Race two, number nine, Billy DeLoon, is first up today. He's had nine cracks at this maiden thing and hasn't been able to do it. What's different today?
Maybe change your trainer, change the scenery. It's obviously come out of a big system. The Kira Maher stable, obviously hard act to follow. But I think the country environment, living out of a yard during the day... working out the sand hills at Cranbourne and doing a lot in the pools probably been the different variation for us, I guess.
Now, you could make yourself a real hero. If you could take it out of the May Eustace and get it winning, I mean, you'd be something else, Gav.
Yeah, as I said, hard act to follow, but she's been consistent. I think her best is good enough, and I think if you go back, she's about started favourite almost every time she's gone around, and she's 10 or 12 to 1 for us today, so... I think she's really good each-way value.
Righto, that's race two, number nine. Race three, number 11, Yasugai is running again today. Keen for a maiden victory. He's had eight cracks at it. Steps up to the 20.25 today. Is this going to be more suitable distance?
His two runs for us have been good at a shorter trip. His problem in his races is he's wanted to overdo it, and that's why we've dropped him back in trip and just got him to relax. And Brian Higgins has been of the belief that he's switched off pretty good at his last start, so he thought the step up in trip today would be suitable. There looks to be a race that looks hard to beat. I just think from the barrier and just his two runs for us, he's got to go back and he's got to get cover and he's got to switch off. If he does that, he'll be right in the finish somewhere.
That's race three, number 11, Yasugai. Then race seven, number two, Houston Street, is your last runner today. Now, first up today after a long, 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 long time. What's happened to Houston Street?
Houston Street, he did a near front tendon. He's shown good ability in the past on wet ground. He'll definitely need the run today. He's going to the races about 15 kilos over his optimum weight, but making
feeling.
Really good progress. Yeah, look, he's probably got a kick off somewhere. I think he's going well, but he wouldn't need it today.
Right. So you got three for us. Sounds like I know where you're going to lean. Which one with my dollar would you invest on today?
Definitely Billy DeLoon.
Would you go straight up or would you have an each-way play?
Oh, I think at that price, I think she's a really good each way price.
All right, $10, $270 in the early markets at tab.com.au. We'll take it and run, Gavin. I appreciate your time and wish you the best of luck today at Cranbourne.
Thank you very much.
Gavin Bedgood with three runners today. Race two, number nine, Billy DeLoon, $10 and $270. What I would like to do is just go straight at $10.
No, I think with being so successful in recent times, we go $1 the win, $1 the place.
It's a bit boring now for just a place, isn't it? It's just a... Okay, because we've got cash to burn, let's do that. Dollar each on Billy DeLoon, $10 and $270. So all we need
still
to do...
Still make a profit if it runs second or
third. No, that's true. That is 100% true. It's a big field. What have we got there? It's going to be 14 going around. It's a big field. Drawn well in six, first up today. And if Gavin gets it to win after Kieran and Dave couldn't, well, all of a sudden, there's a bit of pep in the step of the Bedgood crew.